This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. When Massachusetts passed its landmark health coverage law under Governor Mitt Romney in 2006, no one claimed the state would get down to zero, as in 0% of residents being uninsured. But numbers out today suggest Massachusetts is really close. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
This story begins with a surprising and eye-opening number, one we'll poke holes in momentarily, but a figure that is worth a close look. The number of residents signed up for health coverage increased by 215,000 between December last year and this March, when the federal government was making a big push for enrollment. If that number holds, then the percentage of Massachusetts residents who do not have coverage has dropped to less than 1%.
We're thrilled that we are getting this close to universal health care access.
Reverend Byrne Stanfield is president of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, a group that has amassed thousands of volunteer hours in support of the state's coverage law.
Our statewide move to universal health care access is working, and it's a powerful witness to the nation.
You won't hear that kind of enthusiasm from the state, at least not yet. Aaron Boros runs the Center for Health Information Analysis, the agency that tallied the latest insurance figures.
These numbers are a sign that we're moving in the right direction, but I think there's still a lot of uncertainty about what they will ultimately mean to the total level of health insurance coverage in Massachusetts.
Uncertainty might be an understatement. One insurance insider says there is chaos behind the scenes. Most of the new enrollees are in a temporary coverage plan because the state, with its failed website, hasn't been able to figure out if these people qualify for free or subsidized care. What if they don't qualify for help? Asks Laura Pellegrini, president of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans. Will these new enrollees be willing to pay a premium?
The real challenge is going to be to move these folks from the temporary coverage into the permanent coverage where they belong and then see if we're able to retain these numbers.
Some state officials expect the numbers to hold. That's because despite a broken website and tons of confusion about deadlines and eligibility, it looks like more than 200,000 residents who did not have health insurance last year pushed to enroll. There are some good explanations for why. First, there was the big federal campaign that might have caught people's attention. Second, more residents are eligible for help paying for coverage under the new federal insurance law. And third, most of the remaining uninsured in Massachusetts were low-income workers who could not afford premiums under their employer's plan. But they were not allowed to sign up for state-subsidized insurance because they had access to insurance through work. The federal law lifts that restriction.
It is hard not to look at this and say, if it turns out the numbers are actually correct, that's a big if, this is good.
Gail Walensky is a senior fellow at Project Hope and was a healthcare advisor to President George H.W. Bush.
It is urgent that we have some confirmation that continued enrollment after the first year can happen, and in fact, in a place like Massachusetts, did happen.
Massachusetts will continue to have undocumented residents and others who are uninsured. Making sure coverage is affordable is an ongoing challenge. And paying to subsidize insurance for more residents may strain the state budget. But Massachusetts may have become the first state in the country where nearly everyone can focus more on their health and less on whether they can see a doctor if they are ill or injured. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.